Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brian Shanahan, joined today by District Conservationalist Tony Maxwell to talk about cover crop field days.
Can you each just say your name real fast so I can make sure the volume's okay?
Brett Pearson.
Allison Clemish.
Jeremiah Carter.
Brandy Glaspie.
Alrighty, we should be good to go. Okay. The Washington Community Theater is presenting a show soon. Can you share what the show is and what the plot is?
The name of the show is Once Upon a Mattress. The plot is basically The Princess and the Pea, except kind of turned on its head. It's supposed to be the real story. It follows Prince Dauntless the Drab and his attempt to get a new wife. And then what ends up happening is a non-traditional princess comes to the kingdom, and she is put through the queen's trial, which again is the princess in the pea, so it's the pea under 20 mattresses, and then she passes the test, essentially, mostly through some extra workings by the rest of the cast, and then Dauntless and Winifred, who is the princess, live happily ever after.
And can each of you say your name and tell us a little bit about your character? And Brandy, do you want to start?
I'm Brandy Glaspie, and I play the part of Lady Larkin. And my character kind of sets things in motion because I end up getting pregnant. So the whole premise is to find a princess for the prince so he can marry, because no one else in the kingdom can get married until he does. So then Sir Harry goes out to find said princess.
I'm Jeremiah Carter. I'm playing the part of Prince Dauntless. I'm very excited to play this part because this is my first major role in a musical. And I've had a lot of fun getting to know the character Dauntless. He's kind of a mama's boy, like me. So it's really easy to tap into the character.
I'm Allison Clemish, and I'm playing Princess Winifred, or Fred. And so I am the princess that Prince Harry finds for Dauntless, and I'm not a typical princess. I literally come from a swamp, so I kind of, I guess, mix things up a little bit, and chaos ensues.
And I play Sir Harry, the love interest to Lady Larkin, and I am the one that goes out and finds Winifred, and I guess I'm the other part of setting things in motion, as I am the father of Lady Larkin's baby.
And this seems like kind of a silly show. Is it fun to put all of this together?
It's incredibly fun. We have a lot of talented people on the cast, but then also we've got a really fun, just a fun cast in general. It's every night people are there to have fun. That makes it a lot.
The best part is probably the script and the lyrics and writing itself. There's so many clever jokes. This is definitely a family show with layers. There's stuff for the kids and for the adults to listen to.
So it can be a family outing.
Definitely. Oh yes, definitely. Absolutely.
And in closing, can each of you share what your favorite song in the show is?
All of the songs are my favorite song. Oh my gosh. I really like the duet. Well, you have two duets. Harry and Larkin have two duets, and I really like their second one.
Is it Yesterday I Loved
You? Yesterday I Loved You. I love that song.
I really like Shy. Yes. Shy is a fantastic number. It's got a lot to it, and it's really fun to listen to. So that is my favorite.
Song of Love.
Yes. There we go. Song of Love. That one's fun because that one's very involved and it's just kind of a big party.
I'd say my favorite song, not to sing or perform or anything, but just because it's funny, is Man-to-Man Talk.
And in closing, is there anything that you'd like to say to people who are considering going out to the show?
Don't miss it. It'll be a fantastic time.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with District Conservationalist Tony Maxwell. You could find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brian Shanahan with KCII News.